This is HPR episode 2473 entitled, Frots, a portable Zed machine interpreter. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 10 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, how to use Frots to play those old Infocom text adventure games from the 80s.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Happy New Year, Hacker Public Radio. This is Claudio M. with my first recording for 2018. This is me making good on my New Year's resolution to record more episodes for Hacker Public Radio. So this is the first of hopefully many more that I'll be sending over to Ken Fallon. Anyway, today's episode is about a piece of software called Frots. That's spelled Foxtrot, Romeo, Oscar, Tango, Zulu. And what is Frots, you may be asking? Frots is an interpreter for Infocom games and other Z Machine games. Now, what's an Infocom game? Infocom games are those text adventure games by a company called Infocom, which was around during the 80s. And basically, all they did was make a bunch of text adventure games. If you remember back when I recorded my previous episode, I had discussed the text adventure game called Adventure, known by its full name, Colossal Cave Adventure, which was a game that was developed in the early 70s and eventually became part of the BSD games package, which you'll find in numerous Linux distributions and BSD flavors, and you can install it and play it. So in that episode, I talked about my experience with it. And I mentioned I would be doing an episode on Frots and how it can run other games like Zork, which are similar text adventure games. So yes, Frots is an interpreter for these types of games. It allows you to run these games, which were originally meant for DOS machines back in the day, in the 80s and 90s. But this allows you to bypass you can run it on DOSBox if you wanted to, but this way you can actually run it directly through your Linux or BSD or Illumos or whatever open source Unix-like operating system you're running. And I believe they actually have a Windows version. You can check it out. The website is frots.sourceforge.net, and you can download the source code there. It's actually distributed by the GPL. Under the GPL. And there's different ports. There's actually one for Windows, one for the iPhone. There's actually an Infocom plain bot for IRC called GRU, and one for Palm OS machines. So there you go. And they have a GitHub page as well. So you can see all that information on the website. But if you are running a Linux distribution, first and foremost, before you go about downloading the source code, check in your respective package manager for your Linux distribution or your package manager for your BSD flavor or what have you, and see if it's available there. Currently I'm running on this laptop, I'm running Fedora 27. So I would do sudo dnf search frots. And I already have it installed. I'll provide my password and it'll show me it's already there. So it shows up as frots.x86_64. So if you're running Fedora, install, do sudo dnf install frots, or if you're running some other Linux distribution, you can install it via whatever means they use. Once you have it installed, you're going to wonder how you're going to play any one of these games. Well, you have to find the games. I managed to find a website that has the Zork Trilogy available for free. Now, granted, I don't know what the status of the licensing for these games is, if it was public domain, if it's just considered abandonware, but that I will leave up to you. A quick search, you can do a search for download Zork, and it should be the first hit. As a matter of fact, I think even it shows the second hit off of Google shows Zork 1 available for free download on archive.org. So I went with the first one, the first website listed, so you can go with that. The first website that I went to, which has the downloads, they make available the DOS version and the classic macOS versions. But I recommend that you download the DOS version, as the files will probably be more compatible. I haven't tried it with the Mac version. I didn't see a need to, so I went with the DOS version. So on the website that I went to, they have the zipped file for Zork. So I'll give an example of how to do it with Zork 1. Since that's available on archive.org, you can find it there. Once you download it, what you want to do is uncompress it. Now you can open a terminal, navigate to that location where the unzipped files are, and what you want to look for is the zork1.dat file. Now that will actually be in a data folder in the uncompressed location. Okay, so navigate yourself through the terminal into that directory, and once you're in that directory, you can type frots and then the name of the .dat file. So I have my file uncompressed. I'm going to move over to the directory. So mine is in /home/ClaudioM/downloads/Zork-trilogy/Zork1, because that's where I uncompress it. So Zork 1, it was saved as Zork1.zip. Zork 1 was the directory that I ended up with after I uncompressed it. So I'm currently in the Zork 1 directory, so I see the files. There's a bunch of old DOS files, so nnansi.com, readme.txt, setup.inf. We don't need to worry about that. What we want to do is we want to type frots, and then there's a data folder. It's all in caps, so it's all case sensitive. /zork1.dat. I'm doing it from the root of that uncompressed directory, but you can dive into the data directory and then run it from there if you'd like. Now the reason why I'm doing it at the root is because when I want to save a game, it will save it in the directory that I launched frots from. Okay, so once I do that, I have frots /data/zork1.dat, hit enter, and lo and behold, I am now in the game of Zork 1, the Great Underground Empire. And it's telling me I'm west of house. You are standing in an open field west of a white house with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here. Now, if you remember in Adventure, when I typed XYZZY, something happened. I'm going to do that right here. XYZZY. A hollow voice says, "Fool." So, yeah. There's a lot of references here with the original Adventure games, so anyone who tries to use those commands will get a humorous response. So you can also go ahead and save the game just like in the original. So you do save, and it'll ask you to enter file name. The default is zork1.save, but you can make the name whatever you want it to be. Okay, so I'm just going to leave it as a default. You can also restore your previous game by going restore, hit enter, and then it says enter file name, default is Zork 1, so whatever you named it, just pull that name up, that file up, or just pull up the original one that was there, and it will bring you back to where you were. Now, to quit the game, Q, very simple. Do you wish to leave the game? Yes. Hit any key to exit, and you're back at the terminal prompt. So very simple, straightforward. I think the only amount of work that you'll have is uncompressing, finding the files and uncompressing them. These should work for other Infocom games. I know there's a bunch of other similar style text adventure games. You'll have to test them out yourself, but the process is pretty much the same. If you just type Frots and hit enter, you'll get a list of options. So you can enable sound, disable color, alter piracy opcode. There's a bunch of different options here. Anything, you can always check the man page for that and do man Frots and get some more information from there. So anyway, this has been Claudio M discussing Frots, and we'll see what else I can bring down the pike as I work on keeping my New Year's resolution. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Have some fun with Frots. Find yourself a good old text adventure game and relive those childhood memories of playing these style games. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.